Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the show. We have comedian Corinne Tryon in studio.
Hey, guys.
Corinne Tryon.
Yep.
Hello, Corinne.
Quite a history.
Hi, Scott.
So
how are you?
First, you're single, right? Because you have a story
single.
About being on Bumble.
Yeah.
That has to be. How old? I asked you.
I'm 34. 34.
Yeah. 34. It has to be horrible
34.
To be single and 34.
Well, and what's even crazier is the last time I was single, I was 19. So I barely had a cell phone, let alone any kind of
You went 19
apps.
To 34 with one person?
No, 19 to 32.
To 32.
Yeah.
With one person?
Yeah.
12 What years. Happened?
Too much. Like I put in the questionnaire, you know, there's plenty of public, you know, yelling and all kinds of toxic. You know, when you're 19 years old, I'm sure you guys know, you kind of get comfortable and you get to 3 years in and you're like, I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep trying to work through this.
So you knew early,
yeah,
but you
definitely.
Hung in there.
Yeah, definitely. You see the person's
you really
potential.
Hung in there.
Yeah.
Then she said, tell me your name or it's over.
Yeah. You
She's a hanger in there.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I try my best, okay? Yep. I'll give everyone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tries.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah,
then
my mother hung in there for 34 years.
See?
Did she know? When did she know?
Oh, like walking down the aisle, I think she knew.
Wow.
Right, when he's giving his number to somebody,
I'll say 5 years. No, I'll say a couple of years then.
A couple of years.
I think she knew.
I've heard people who knew and still went through with it.
Yeah.
I think no one wants to be alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I've known gay guys who've known and went through with it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the gifts. Envelopes.
Ruining everybody's life. I mean, just for a day to shop at Crate and Barrel, what's the big deal? Yeah.
There is this pressure to get married around a certain point in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yes,
around 30.
Is. And I never, you know, we never had any kids, which looking back now is, I'm grateful for. But
yeah. Can you imagine?
No luggage.
Yeah. But then, you know, I'm getting 34. It's like, time's the clock
right.
is
so
ticking.
Right, so you like
and,
kids.
You know,
right.
Yeah, I've never ruled it out. You know,
but you're not like the kid hunt. You're not like the dad hunter now. You're not in the bars with a hat and a dart gun.
And what's even crazier, actually, is I really don't want... Yeah, I'll just the blow dart and just take them all out. Right. Yeah,
this guy looks good.
This one's
right. What's
home
your
with
IQ?
Me.
Yeah, he wakes up in a wedding ring.
Are you pretty? May I ask?
I mean, I'd like to think so. I don't know. You guys tell.
Yes, it would
judge.
Be funny if she said nope.
No,
I'm a train wreck,
complete doggo.
I don't think I'm like a big ego.
What a question! Are you pretty? Do I sound self-absorbed? No, doggo.
Then you should. You're funny. You're pretty. What? You shouldn't have a problem.
Well, now it's gotten to the point where I don't like. Yeah, I could be with a lot of people, but I choose not to because they're.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I'm
being
extra picky now because
picky.
I see all the red flags now immediately. It's,
what's a red flag?
One little thing. I don't know. I feel like my big thing now is that if you're not emotionally intelligent, like if you're immediately just like
you're freaking. Just give up. Looking for emotional intelligence?
Come on, we're
Who's
grown.
Emotionally intelligent?
I don't know what that means.
You're looking for a 50-year-old guy.
Sure, yeah, if he's going to be not a psychopath.
There you go. See? Right.
Well,
I think you might be looking for me. However,
Scott,
it's not going to work.
Right, yeah.
Are you emotionally intelligent?
No. You know, you're absolutely right. What
right.
am I thinking?
Yeah, no.
Right.
Like any guy who says, I'm emotionally intelligent, run.
Is not.
Yeah. See, I don't need someone that's necessarily self-aware of it. I think it's like I need to notice that you're with it and get, you know.
What is that? Give me an example
or...
of like something that would happen and you'd say, I think that person's emotionally intelligent.
I don't know. Just being like self-aware and maybe making a comment about something that they did in the past. Like, oh, I learned from that. Or,
right.
You know, just some way to prove
that. You're never
going to
get a guy saying that.
Right. Fair. That's probably like never going to happen. I'm asking for a lot now, okay?
Right. You are.
Right. Your fly is open. I'm aware of that.
You know that I've been single for 2 years. I'm going to, you know, as you know, I will stick through stuff. So I'm going to keep going as long as I can.
Right.
But I'm only, you know, so young.
You
so
want to
eventually
find the
I'll
right
cave.
Horse, but when you do, you're going to hold on.
The vetting process is going by faster now.
Yeah, yes. I think it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Let me sing you a song. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
And shocking love can do.
What's another red flag? Have you had a date recently where just he said or did something and you said, I'm good.
Out.
I have not been on a date since I started doing stand-up.
Wow.
Because I've just refused to match with anyone. Everyone gives me the ick. They post a weird selfie where they've got the duck lips. Ew, I can't do
duck
it.
Duck lips. Folks still
wait,
doing
dudes
that?
Are yeah, doing people, that?
Guys no, are doing that?
There was this one guy where every picture, he just had his lips out. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is like 2007.
Maybe just an ice pop.
But when...
Sorry!
He's all puckered up.
Sorry, don't what's wrong with
what dude? Would do that.
Who's married to Harry Hamlin, the housewife? Who is it? Lisa Rinna. Thank you.
Oh my God,
man!
Inflatable lips she has. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. 32 pounds per inch.
She can float in water with those lips.
Seriously. She doesn't need to pucker them up though.
You can wet those and put against the glass of your car.
if she drove in a convertible, she'd knock herself out.
Yeah.
Wow, right. That's really...
I'm drowning. Throw me your lips.
If her and Mick Jagger kissed, they'd be stuck together forever.
The world would end. The world would end.
They just absorb each other.
Yep. Yeah, clearly no friends.
Yeah.
Right? Like someone who cares enough to say, I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. There's something wrong with your face.
You've taken it too far.
Right. I can't even see
I got to talk to you. We got to do some reduction here.
Right, yeah.
We've got to lower the level of your lips.
I'd be like, what, you stung by a bee? What happened?
How does that start? So it starts where you just do a little and you get compliments.
Yeah.
And then
you
keep going.
I think you have to keep doing
you.
It. Yeah, I think you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes you, which is really disturbing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not for me. No thanks.
Yeah, no.
Your age range that you would date?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh,
okay. I don't really like much younger than me, so I'd say, I'm 34, so maybe as low as I go, maybe 30 to, 40s.
40s.
Much,
40s
not much,
the cutoff.
Yeah.
40s, no, the guy is still young enough to have kids.
Yeah, I think that, and that's the other crazy part, is it messed up that I'm like, I don't want to date anyone that has children, but it's hard because we're
there. You want.
I'm older, so it's hard to find
someone. Yeah, that's right. Get a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, right. You want.
Maybe one would be okay, but yeah.
Two. You're dating around twos.
What's that?
No, you know what?
You're dating like round twos for the guys.
Round twos.
What is that? Oh, round two.
It's divorces and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, dudes.
Okay.
But if there's a 34-year-old guy out there single, could be something wrong.
And agreed, but see it from my point of view.
In this real estate market, if the house has been sitting there for a while, you're like, okay, what's wrong?
And I'm sure they think the same thing about me. They probably think the same thing about me, not knowing that I was in this very long-term relationship. So I try to take it with a grain of salt, get to know a person and... Maybe those red flags will, show themselves.
In his defense,
early enough.
He just got out of prison.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, I swear.
He's really good.
You look good in orange.
Yeah, the problem with the kids is you're going to be dealing with the ex on a regular basis.
You're not my mother.
Exactly. They're going to be on your. Well, you're going to. You might hear that.
You're not my mother.
But then there's the drama of, no, I just said this. I didn't say that.
Right.
I don't know why the kid would tell your ex, I said that. I didn't say that.
Yep. Yep.
And then the other thing is the ex is on the... There's a lot that comes with that.
You can't sell them for meat.
So much baggage.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, the kid's name's a Samsonite.
Right.
Any good men out there like around
I
that
like
age?
This. This is perfect.
Like 32 to 40.
Yeah, it's like your personal Bumble.
Yeah, right. This is great.
Yeah.
Plus we're bumblers.
Yeah. It's not easy. I talk to guys all the time. They're like, it's not, when are you going to do it?
One.
You work. If you have a job, you work. And then what are you going to do? Go to the bars?
Yeah.
Probably not going to find.
Nah.
You might get lucky, but probably not.
It's not the cream of the crop.
We should rename the station 99.1 WBUM.
Yeah.
Bumble. Oh, like Bumble.
Ah, gotcha.
What is, why is Ray Rush on the phone?
He wants to say hi to Scott.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Ray?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I didn't know you were setting up a date for Scott. I just wanted to say hi to him,
No, it's not for Scott.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, Scott.
Why are you asking?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. That's why I'm laughing. You know what I'm saying? I got my own problems, you know, Chaz and AJ.
Yes, every day.
What are your problems? I don't remember.
Well, it's a high thing for one thing.
I called up to tell Scott that autographed video with the guy with the kid writing a pencil.
Oh, my God. No one cares.
Oh.
He called up 3 weeks ago or last month, and he was saying we saw a video with this kid writing a pencil, and it was Rush. And I know that it wasn't a kid writing a pencil. The kid was writing a rocket.
Is your doctor using
something? Yeah, it was a rocket.
Yeah, no, I know. So I was calling him up to tell him this morning that autograph is no band that's going to have any of that stuff with kids
writing
rockets.
How long have you been holding on to this? And there's email.
I forgot all about it.
There's, you know.
You wanted me to hang up? I don't hang up on you. You know,
no,
I stayed on as long as I could.
No. We know that to our chagrin, yes.
I love you guys, and I listen to your show every day.
And we love
you. Thank
you. We love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to see
thank
listeners.
You.
Is he gay? Is this guy gay?
I hear you, Scott. I'm still on.
Oh, are you gay? What are you?
Call. No, I was married for 29 years, and then I got divorced, you know, and now I got another girl, but I got a high-pitched voice.
Ray,
where did you
meet this girl? Let's give some advice here. Where'd you meet the girl?
A hollow tree.
So you want? It's an old girl.
Hollow tree.
When I was younger.
Cookies.
I didn't get that one, but if I get that one, I'm gonna come and get you.
Hold on, I'm right around the corner from you. Hold on, Ray. Just answer the questions here. So you were married for 29 years, got divorced. What happened?
Yeah. Of course. Well, what do you mean what happened? I lost the wife, the kids, everything. She took the house, the kids.
Oh, did she give you a reason?
You're a country song, man.
Is there a reason? Yeah, I don't know. It's me. I guess I'm the problem. You know, whatever. I don't want to go there.
Okay.
I just
want
to say hello and good morning.
All right, well, no. You opened this door. We're all in the room now.
Right.
No, you're not leaving.
Turn the lights on, Ray.
All right.
Okay, so you don't have to tell us the details. But
anyway,
you get divorced. You lose everything, which is... horrific.
Now you're back in the game again.
And where did you meet this girl?
I found she was my old girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could date Corinne.
I thought you were an old cigarette lady at first. I did not know it was a man.
I did too.
Everybody thinks I'm a lady or a woman. I don't have a problem with it. Chaz and AJ know.
I had you with curls and a beard.
That might be a deal breaker. I'm sorry.
I was like, how did Chaz and AJ get Brenda Vaccaro on the phone?
Wow.
Brenda, I never heard that one before, but that's a good one.
Where did you meet? This was a girlfriend before you got married?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and let me guess, Facebook.
No, I don't do this. I don't do that. It was just an old girlfriend from before, so I called her up.
And
we got together.
Nice. Go. I'm single.
Nice.
Let me call her up.
Yep.
And she just happened to be single.
Well, of course.
Right.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, I went
to
go
married
for a married girl.
She was single for 29 years?
Is that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any advice, then, if he's looking for advice to get a girl.
I should have left you off the phone when you wanted to go. So. All right, Ray.
Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks anyway. Sorry.
It's okay, man.
No. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ray.
I'll see you sooner than later. Maybe Saturday if you go to the show.
Yeah, I'll see you at Neil Young.
Hey.
That would be tomorrow.
Are you going to Neil Young?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where's that?
Yeah. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
Oh, old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
That's him.
Yep. Nailed it.
The nice thing about the amp is sometimes the artist is just the background, and you walk around, and the place is so cool.
Yeah.
And all the food
It's a cool
stops,
venue. I love
and
that.
Socializing and running into people.
Yep.
To me, it's like
it's like a party.
It's a party with a really cool band playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Oh, my God. Neil Young. What is he, 78? How old is
he? He is not young.
No, he's not.
He is not young.
Right.
Neil, not young.
Neil's name is now I am.
Neil, old.
No longer.
All right. So, good weather for the weekend, right?
Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday.
I'll
so tomorrow, don't look for too much of the way of cloud cover, sunshine, but it'll be dry.
No rain, though.
Yeah, no rain.
A little chance Saturday night, but it looks so infinitesimal. I don't know what that word is, but it's not a player in the forecast.
Gotcha.
All right. Have a great weekend, brother. Dave Portnoy made another pizza trip to Connecticut, stopped at a couple places. We have an owner of one of the places in his reaction. It's Kevin Vibert.
Keith.
Like we said.
Keith Vibert.
Right.
That works, yeah.
It works, but what is it?
It's Keith Vibert.
Vibert. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mondo Pizza in Middletown.
I love Mondo pizzas.
Mondo. How long have you been open?
Since 2010.
Okay.
Nice.
Good. And how did you find out that Dave Portnoy was there?
I had left work to head home. It was around 2 p.m., so I was heading home to go pick up my kids from school, and my manager called me about 10 minutes into my drive and told me that he had just walked in. I sort of, you know, as a pizza place, it's always on your radar that he could come in,
right,
especially in Connecticut, and, you know, we're so popular. So I've literally had a sort of protocol, like if Portnoy walks in, please do these, you know, few things to make sure that we're ready. So she called me, and I happened to be at that little spot on Route 9.
Good for you, man.
But was she calm? She goes, he's here!
It's like Ghostbusters.
No, oh, my God!
We got one!
She hits the alarm.
Yeah, it wasn't that, but she called me, and I heard her say, you know, I don't care. I'm bleeping calling him.
Right.
She said that before she realized that I had already answered the phone. And so I assumed there was some fight in the kitchen or something crazy going on, and then she told me what was really going on. So I was able to
did she whisper
turn
it
on the highway?
No,
she
in Spanish. El presidente es aquí.
I zipped back down to the restaurant and then ran in to meet him. And
nice.
Okay, but did you change? Is there a different protocol? In other words,
no. It's, you know, really what it is I've watched a million of those reviews, and I know sometimes he'll order ahead. Sometimes he'll just order when he comes in the restaurant. So
right.
I've said if he walks in and he had ordered ahead, just don't give him that pizza and make something fresh and have him wait. Because I would just, you know, whenever a pizza goes into a box, I think our pizza is good takeout. A pizza is always better in the restaurant or fresh out of the oven. And so, you know, in case it sat on our oven for 2-3 minutes or whatever, I wanted to make sure he got something that came right out of the oven. So really, that's all it was. Make sure whatever we're making for him is slightly well done. And fresh out of the oven.
Right. Make the mozzarella, make the sauce, whatever it takes.
Slightly well done. Why he likes it well done.
I'm crushing the tomatoes as I speak.
Yeah. I think, anybody eating pizza, I mean, if you get your, you know, if you don't like it, you know, dark, but I think pizza's better on the well done side.
So
I
do
that's
I.
The way it's meant
yeah.
to
I do too.
The cheese
that's
a be
Connecticut
browned.
Thing too.
Yep.
So I feel like we're spoiled.
Yeah.
Wow. So and then beyond that, so I ran in the restaurant. I probably sounded like an idiot, but I wanted to, you know, shake his hand, meet him, you know, tell him that I, you know, followed his stuff and appreciate what he does for small businesses. And then
it really is unbelievable door. What he does for small businesses.
True. Very true.
Yeah. I mean, the review hasn't even come out yet. And I think this is our, you know, first or second most, you know, picked up thing on social media. And every customer that's walked through the door has asked about it. And that's every customer from 10-year-old kids to 7-year-old women. Like, we've had it. Literally every person was excited that he came in.
It'd be funny if he took a bite and collapsed.
That would not be funny.
It could be collapsed.
You
know, good.
Yeah. Oh, you mean if he's doing a comedy
right.
skit?
Right. Like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Watch
just
it.
Kidding.
Like, watch it. And then hit the floor.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my favorite, but I guess the social media viralness would be great. Yeah,
it would be memorable.
Yep.
I know you know the score. And we're not going to ask you to score because
no.
the video hasn't been released yet.
Right. Yeah, play by the rules.
May I ask you if you're happy with the score?
I'm happy with the score, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also, he did our, I guess he's a big sangria fan too. We have a sangria that we make ourselves and sell takeout. And so he did a review on that, which got an even better score. So, it was a fun thing. He definitely caught me around the back of the building trying to listen into the review, which I was doing. And he called me,
I see you.
He called me subtle as a brick wall. So I'm sure that'll make for a good part of the review as well. But I mean, it was definitely cool. And You know, people on the street stopped and talked to him. I know he was up at another restaurant up the road from us, and I think they got a good score too. You know, the police officers took pictures with him, so it was a cool thing for downtown Middletown.
Cool. You
know, we have a lot of, you know, the good thing about downtown Middletown is it's no big box restaurants. It's a lot of sole proprietorships and family owned places. So
yeah.
it's really a big deal when something like that happens.
It's really amazing when you park your car and you could just walk down to all these amazing restaurants and pizza places. It's really a
treat.
It's a destination.
Yeah.
No, it's a cool place to be. Absolutely.
Wow.
What's your specialty pizza? What did he have, and what do you recommend when someone goes to Mondo Pizza?
All right, he always gets cheese pizza, so he got cheese pizza from us.
All right.
Which is ground zero.
Exactly.
Do you agree? You can't just put all these things on it.
You can't hide it, yeah.
You can't hide it. Right.
And then I know a lot of people do a version of this pizza now. We've been doing it since we opened, and we certainly weren't the first people to do it, but we have a white pizza, fresh mozzarella, arugula, prosciutto, a little bit of truffle oil.
Ooh, I heard
people
that.
Add a reduced balsamic vinegar to it. It's a really good pizza. It's different than
we've had it, AJ. We've been there,
yeah,
with Phil and Pam.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've cool. been to your place. We love it. Love it. Great
sure,
vibe. Good people.
Appreciate it.
So hungry now. Thank you.
So what is that pizza called? Is there a name for it?
We don't have great names for things. It's called the arugula prosciutto pizza. So
it works.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Boil it down.
When do you think that video will be posted?
So I've now put on notifications for all of his social media stuff. So I know he just put out a review from Mango's, which is a place in Mystic, Connecticut. And in that video, he said he had done. He had 16 planned stops on that trip. So I think he went to 16 places in Connecticut. I don't know. I've only heard of three. I didn't even know he had been to Mango's. And a buddy of mine had his place reviewed up in Tolland. He said it was about a 2 to 3 week turnaround. So I'm guessing towards the end of May.
We have Keith on from Mondo Pizza. Just got a visit from Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're happy with the review. It's he didn't just take one bite, did he? Everyone knows the rules.
Yeah.
Just one bite.
Yeah,
but it's never just one bite.
He finishes a slice.
I think that's the in joke. But yeah, I think, you know, it's what's wild to me is I know he had been up the road 10 minutes prior and wherever else he goes to. So I don't know how much pizza he's eating in a day. But God bless him. I mean, it's like, you know, he go from place to place and have, you know, had a big impact on the store up the road, had a big impact on us. I think just wherever he goes, it's just a nice little bump in business for people.
I just pictured the back of his car, like back seat of his car, and all these pizza boxes with one slice missing.
I think so.
I got to clean my car out, man.
He took the whole pizza, right? I think he feeds his crew with it.
He takes the whole pizza, and
nice.
Goes up the road. I saw him. I mean, he stopped and took at least, you know, 10, 12 pictures with people on the street, just anybody that came up to him. He was happy to take a picture.
That's cool.
You know, he's exactly like he is in those videos. He's a very straightforward guy, but
approachable.
Was nice and accommodating. Yeah.
Nice.
How many people was he traveling with?
I only saw two guys in his crew. I mean, I only saw one other guy in his crew. So it was him and another guy taking the videos. So I think that was it. But there could have been a driver. I bet you there was probably a driver maybe parked someplace. But
right.
But that's all we saw, the two guys.
So
I think we also got lucky, too. It was kind of a crummy day out. It was rainy. So, you know, he was inside with us waiting for the pizza. So he was able to interact with some of our pizza guys. And so I think it's a, you know, pretty good vibe in our place sometimes.
Cool.
Keith with Mondo Pizza on. Got a visit from Dave Portnoy. So you've been open since 2010. What were you?
Yes.
Were you in the pizza business before then?
Yeah, I got a extremely lucky break in that I was just a random pizza guy at a restaurant called Naples Pizza in Farmington, and I became the manager there. And my old boss, the still owner at Naples, Kirk Krusek, opened up in Middletown and allowed me to buy a very small percentage of Mondo when we opened. And then he eventually, you know, came up with a deal to sell it to me, and he, you know, held the note for me, and so without him I would not have what I have. So I mean, I, you know, and it's a very you know, restaurants are extremely expensive and they're hard to get off the ground, especially if you don't come from money, and so, you know, Kurt and Naples really paved the way for me to do everything I'm doing, so I owe him a lot.
Well, and you started in the right place, working your ass off.
Yes.
So you when you get something like this, you appreciate it. This is why your pizza's, you know, scoring high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, congratulations, man. I can't wait to see the
Thank
review.
You very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure I'm going to look like a jerk in it, but I'll take it as long as it's good.
Are you over an 8? But you don't have to tell us.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah, where yeah.
You're happy with your score.
He's happy.
We're happy. We're happy. Yes.
Cool.
Good.
We're happily in that range. Yeah.
One more question. Can I have a pizza? Just kidding.
Yeah. No kidding.
Seriously.
It's Friday. It's pizza day.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
My stomach knows that too.
Yeah. Well, Keith, congratulations.
Yeah,
sounds
man.
Like got yourself a good review there.
It's all good.
Can't wait to hear it.
Thanks very much, and I appreciate you guys reaching out to us. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You. It's Keith with Mondo Pizza, Main Street, Middletown. The new iPhone update is restoring pictures.
Oh.
Some of them are nudes.
Oh. Yikes.
Do you have nudes of yourself?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
That's a yes. Isn't that
yeah,
a yes?
Definitely not.
Corinne, was that a yes?
For sure. He hesitated.
Oh, one gets curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you take a picture of yourself completely nude in front of the mirror?
Not completely. No. I make
like
parts.
Underwears?
Yeah, underwears.
You take certain parts?
Right. Underwears. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly right. Especially when when I was working out.
All right. You just want to see the results.
You want to see results. You want to look like, I look pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do want to keep that moment in time.
It's yes,
like,
you do.
I agree
I'm looking
with that.
Awesome.
I agree with that. Yes.
And I want to look back at this 5 years from now and say,
right.
Yeah.
And cry.
Remember
yes.
when?
Exactly. Right.
I've yeah. already done that, you know, like a couple of years ago, even. Like, the older you get, the harder it is to keep that weight off. So you want to know.
And you're only 34.
Like. Yeah, I can do what I did. Same look.
Yeah.
Yep. How about you?
No.
I can't picture you doing it.
No, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I do it?
Right.
Who would I send it to?
Exactly right.
And what's the point?
Right.
Yeah. I understand if you're working out.
Yes, and I have a lot of time on my hands sometimes.
Justin?
No, it's just to keep posterity.
Yeah, keep it for future usage.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Steve Greenberg, the gadget guy, is on the phone right now. What's the deal with this? It's restoring old, previously deleted pictures?
Accidentally, and this is not something they wanted to have happen, but in the new iOS 17.5, which I just checked my phone, I don't have yet, so I think they're slowing up the rollout of it. They found, for certainly the beta users and then some of the first-time users, it brought back pictures from way in the past and just repopulated them into your recents folder. And what that has meant is that for some people it's just pictures of their puppy and whatnot. In other cases, it's nudes or whatever. It's whatever was taken have been brought back. And not only pictures, also old voicemails, a bunch of other things as well. So it has some sort of, and of course, we all think when we delete these things, they're gone from the universe. But the truth is, nothing is ever really deleted. It's just, all you do is when you delete something on your computer, on your phone, you're just ending the road to find it. But it's still sitting back there. It's just, you just cut off that path to locate it.
Gotcha.
So it's still there. It's still, those photos are still sitting there in the cloud. They're still sitting there in your phone.
That's why I hate the cloud.
And now they've been brought back.
Right.
I hate the cloud.
How do you get rid of the cloud?
I mean, the FBI counts on the fact that, they can go into someone's laptop and find, you think you've deleted whatever incriminating evidence, and it's still sitting in the laptop because it never really goes away. So this just points that
That's
out.
That's not true.
Bigger sense.
That's not true.
Really?
So you delete something on a hard drive in a laptop,
uh-huh.
and mm-hmm. it's there until you record over it.
Oh.
So what you need to do is if you're deleting things on a hard drive,
right.
you need to go back through and run some kind of software, video or audio, and just keep it running until it fills up.
Santa Claus coming to
town. And it has then you have covered over everything deleted,
wow.
and now it's gone.
Oh, that's good to know.
But I've even heard that even when you do that, there's still kind of a layer. There's a way of going
really?
In there and see, and yeah, there's that even that, though I've heard the same thing you're saying, there's actually the FBI and whatnot, they're able to kind of peel away that and still find the pieces of, not the whole thing. Some of it does get obliterated, but there are enough little elements of what was left over, kind of like between the frames of the video and whatnot, that
it's
still
wild.
Able to be found. So
wow.
unless you take the hard drive and smash it and burn it and physically destroy it, it's still there. And of course, if it goes into the cloud, then it's really anybody's guess what's happened to it.
I've heard of hard drives being smashed, and still they were able to put it back together enough to just pull some things off of the shattered pieces. I think the fire is the way to go.
Right.
It's like 24 CSI. They're like, oh, see if you can recover this one fragment from this one chip.
Right. Yeah. So, well, I've watched Forensic Files enough to see that they could, like a smashed hard drive, they could pull a piece off of the smashed pieces.
Right. That's why you got to burn it, put it in cement, and then sink in the ocean.
That's good. Yeah. I like that one.
Done.
Yeah.
That one works. That's probably the best one. And then, of course, this problem with iOS 17.5 is that it just kind of proves how these things are still floating around there. I mean, you deleted a picture 5 years ago, and then it's right back in your recents. So it really wasn't gone. So now, of course, I'm sure Apple is scrambling to resolve whatever's causing this so it'll go away again. But it's something
to keep
in mind.
It's embarrassing for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Well, that's why they have beta testing. They beta test to see if there's something they haven't seen that's going to happen when they look at it over thousands of people. And in the beta testing, they definitely saw this was a problem. Now, they haven't commented on this yet, at least not that I've been able to find. And I'm sure they're scrambling to resolve it so that when 17.5 is rolled out in a big way, that issue's been resolved. Because they don't want the problem to grow.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty amazing and pretty. It's also eye opening. It's a good reminder about that nothing is ever really deleted. That's what I think is one of the takeaways.
That's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key. Yeah. Nothing's really ever gone.
I'm gonna tattoo it on my body.
Right,
nothing really gone.
Yeah. This is embarrassing for them. And then I noticed the latest one I have. I don't have the 17.5, although my phone wants to put that in.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to delay it as long as I can.
I have an 11.
But whatever version I'm on, I guess I'm on 17, if 17.5 is the next one.
Right.
It really hasn't figured out my speech pattern.
Oh.
Of a voice. Because, you know, when you say something every day, it used to just pick that up and then just almost type it in for you. You type in the first couple letters and then it finishes the sentence.
Yes.
It doesn't do that anymore.
Oh.
And even some of the words that it should just know.
Yeah.
Like a simple word. You should know I'm about to spell lunch.
Exactly.
I'm on L-U-N-C.
Right. Lancaster.
Right.
I just spelled
it. Seemed like it got stupid in the auto spell and the autocorrect.
Oh, yeah. The AJ 2.0.
Maybe it's me.
I just heard, unrelated to what we were just talking about, that there have been kind of a string of problems going on in with all the phones. I mean, like iMessage, though, going back to Apple, there's been some issues with it. It kind of went down yesterday for a little bit and came back up. So there's a bunch of little bugaboos flying around out there, whether, you know, I'm assuming it's just a coincidence, but it is kind of a strange little moment in tech time. I know there's a lot of talk about it on Reddit and whatnot, that there's, you know, what's going on. There, people are having other kind of problems, something like what you're describing. So there are little bugaboos that seem to have to be worked out right now.
James in Bridgeport thinks he knows how to destroy a hard drive. Hey, James.
Oh, let me hear. Hey, I've worked in what's called an MSP, so managed service provider.
Okay.
I've done IT for like 300 different clients.
Oh.
So I've had to completely destroy drives without having to physically destroy them. And there are ways to do it. There are programs that do like DOJ, like Department of Justice, like levels of destroying hard drives, just software based.
Huh.
It completely rewrites the like a hard drive. It's just ones and zeros, and it completely overrides the whole thing. So even like. They can't even do it at that level, but it takes like, figure your standard desktop drive is, let's just say, 500 gigs. That will take like 3 hours to run. And it completely overrides every single layer of the hard drive.
Whoa.
Right.
So you don't have to physically delete it.
Right.
There's,
but it's 3 hours and 20 years, one of the two.
Yeah,
three hours.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I've had to do it on servers for, like, healthcare, and it will take, like, a day or two for it to run because we're talking about, like, 32 terabytes of data.
Yeah, you lost me after hello.
Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
I actually just
broke up with my girlfriend 3 weeks ago.
Did you like find her like Facebook cheating or something? Because I'm thinking like you can't cheat on an IT guy.
No,
they can get into all of this. They can get into everything.
Yes, they can.
Is that what happened?
I used to live out of state and moved back to Connecticut recently. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so it was long distance, didn't really work out.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
So it was both sides were good with it.
Right. Okay. Right. Gotcha. Mutual.
Yes, both sides.
Yeah, mutual. That's where I was thinking about.
Mutual. That's it. Yes.
Sorry, all right. James, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
It would have been a better story if he did catch her with IT, though.
Right, another IT guy.
Yeah. Right. People go through great lengths to try to cheat, whatever. Extra phone, different emails, whatever.
She tried to delete it, he found it.
Yeah. A guy like that could figure that stuff out in like 5 seconds.
Yes.
It's like passcode.
Right.
And the only other thing I have before I let you go, Steve, is is anyone developing an AI program that can help us clean up our pictures? In other words, pick the 8 pictures that I have of the same thing. Can you figure out the one where everyone's smiling and everyone looks good and then just delete the rest? You know why they'll never give us that? Because they charge us for the storage.
Oh, gotcha.
But you know, I actually think someone's going to come out with it. First of all, there's something that will at least delete all your duplicates. So I haven't loaded it on my phone, but it will go through all of your, 13,000 whatever pictures you have, and any and all duplicates are eliminated. So that is a big saving.
That's the exact duplicates.
Right.
Yeah, that's exact duplicates.
I mean, right.
So it'll eliminate those.
But I go to an event, I'll hand my phone to someone, they'll take 5 pictures of the same thing.
Same pose.
And then you pick the best one where everyone looks good.
Yeah.
But now you got to go through and physically, and they're going to make it hard because what happens?
Yeah,
we got to pay for it.
And that's a big jump. You know, if you show those 5 pictures to 5 different people, what they think is the best picture of
you're
the 5
right.
might be. You know, you're looking at your face, your eyes,
how do I look?
Your chin, and someone else is looking at something else. So you know, it takes a really sophisticated AI program to be able to determine what most people would think is the best of the 5 pictures. But even the program I mentioned before, I think what it does also is if you have similar pictures, it brings those to the surface so you can decide which is the best one. It's actually I've seen it advertised and I know it's out there. I just haven't tried using it yet. But there is something now that at least will eliminate duplicates and help you, knock down this huge number of a landslide of photos we all have in our phones.
All right, we're going to roll. Steve Greenberg, the gadget guy. We're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website. Thank you, brother. Okay, so if a drunk guy burnt his mouth on hot lava, he still wouldn't be able to do this. It's the flubble montage. A flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble. This time every week, we take all the best ones and play them for you.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
And you're the person.
There was a person. One time, yes.
Yep.
There was a one time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was a flubble or a hop.
That was more of a slippery floor.
It sounds like you were on a...
I have no clue what was just said at all.
Neither do I. It was me.
That's AJ trying to communicate something. What were you trying to say?
I don't know. Play it again.
And you're the person.
There was a person. One time, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, still no clue.
Do you know the context?
Don't know the context. This was from earlier in the week, so I'm not really sure exactly what that context is.
Phil pulled it.
Once it leaves my mouth, I have no idea. It's gone, like the cloud.
Once it leaves your mouth, you have no idea?
No idea, it's gone. Just poof. Right. Yep.
So we're talking about something clearly, and I said, you're that person.
I'm that
and you're
person.
Trying to deny being the person, but then you realize, I kind of am that person.
I kind of am that person, yeah.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're the person.
There was a person. One time, yes.
Yep. I feel like it gets worse the more you.
You too, huh?
That's what we were discussing last week. Yep. You don't just stop.
No.
And you should just stop.
I should just stop, but I don't.
No.
My mouth says, no, we're going through with this, damn it.
We're going to finish this.
We're going to finish it. We're going to finish this off no matter how hurtful it is.
All right, let's hear the next one.
All right, here's number two.
Yeah, like if it was a California
special. You know what? I'm dying over here. I'm dying over here. I got that one. Dying
right.
Over here, yeah. Did say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if it was a California
special.
I'm dying over here. I like that.
No.
That was looking at the cars from the hoarder, the house hoarder.
Oh,
see, thank you.
Checking out the cars there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look at, there's one of those. Oh, there's one of those.
Right. Yeah,
like if it was a California
special.
You know
what? I'm dying over here. I'm dying over here because I'm looking at the cars.
A hoarder house and there were 16 cars.
Right.
Originally, they thought 15. Then they found another one, 16 cars. And some of them are classics.
Yes.
And he just sold them off to a junk dealer.
Yes.
And AJ's looking at the pictures of the cars.
Flipping out.
Going bananas.
Yes.
I could see the drool from the back of your head.
I appreciate
from another
that.
Room. I could see you drooling over the
yeah.
cars.
In most cases, I always drool from the back of my head.
All right, next.
It's called sweat.
Number three.
Well, he was obviously a New York dude. Pattern here. Apparently it was AJ the yodeler.
Yeah, you're like a yodeler.
he was obviously a New York dude.
I'm waiting for an EIEIO.
Except me too. Or at least a the sound of music, but not quite.
Here's number four.
Is that your first time at that venue, AJ?
Yes.
Nice.
I gotta find a word. Exactly. Sometimes the word exactly doesn't come out exactly right.
No.
I wanted to. My head. My mouth said no.
There's a lot going on.
My mouth
there.
Said no. No. You've had too much.
Is that your first time at that venue, AJ?
Yes.
Nice.
I gotta find a word. Exactly.
Stanford.
Exactly. The New York Comedy Club. That's what it was. My first time there, I didn't know exactly where it was. That's how it should have sounded.
It did not.
Sounds great.
I didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And last but not least.
Oh, thank God.
Invented it.
Yeah, maybe just well associated with it, you know, like kind of took the ball from that, you know, I don't know. Who cares? I pay myself to a quarter. At some point, just give up.
I have to play this one for Corinne because
she doesn't have to.
Is her first time.
Oh,
here.
Lord. Here we go.
All right.
And actually, R2-D2 is named after American Graffiti when one of the guys apparently... apparently what happened was... I get that little fog from the COVID, sorry, every now and then. But what happens
yeah,
is...
the COVID.
But anyway, it's for Real 2 Dialogue 2. They were doing part... They were like going over the tracks on American Graffiti. And what happened was Real 2 Dialogue 2... It sounded cool. R2, they called it R2-D2. So he wrote it down and said, "Hey, you know this? That's gonna be a good name for like a robot in the future." And he ended up using that name for R2-D2 in Star Wars.
Oh.
AJ was rebooting.
I can reboot all your ass in a second. Come on, Ian.
Stupid robots.
We were reading it from a screen.
It's not easy. Somewhere there should be a jar for change for me.
I feel like you're just your brain is thinking too fast.
Yep.
And then you want to get it out as fast as possible.
Yep.
And you're just stepping all over yourself.
But that R2-D2 clip is
great.
Not that. That's
no,
just the brain
he was going
went off.
Slow. Yeah, that is true. That's fair.
You're reading it from a screen.
I'm gonna say COVID fog.
Yeah. That's real. So we'll give you that one.
Okay.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.